Beautiful island of the Midwest and of Turtle Island. And we are talking here on the 28th of November. Currently it's 11:44. And I really felt it was time to just kind of talk about something. I just had an urge to do a show. And, you know, this is kind of a, I'm not going to say about, really, I don't feel like I'm going to talk about events or anything going on. And, you know, there's a whole election thing happening, and that's fine. Pardon me, the U.S. is doing its thing, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm really not sure exactly what I'm here for right now. But, yes, what happened with... what I was talking about today, I did just recently hear this show. It's a video by with Michael Jayco and a lady named JCK. And it's kind of like something that sort of spurred on this this post. And it's a was pretty clear to me that what she was talking about as far as being, you know, kind of using your intuitive higher dimensional, or if you want to call it that, senses, is that that's exactly what I've been doing for some time. And of course, having been slammed down here into the Midwest, you know, back October about a year ago, I was, you know, there's so much that just slammed down into the 3D and sort of like, I've talked about this a little bit before, how, you know, we sometimes we can be just, where the whole planet really is being clamped down. You know, it's that being slammed down or clamped down, and almost like we're being just sort of kept, you know, basically kept in one place. And, you know, kept in one place, you know, for a certain period of time. And so, you know, that's really what's been happening in my own world with a lot of things. I've had some experiences where, you know, I just, since I really don't know, I still don't know exactly how this all is going to work out. It's not important to, you know, you know, how's it going to turn out? You know, so, well, it's like, that to me is really not important. That's not important right now. It's the now moment is very, very important. What am I doing in this now moment that sort of can set things up for the next phase? I do feel very strongly that we are kind of being set up for the next phase of the next kind of a next phase for something. So it's kind of like a real deal where we're having a moment to kind of take care of things, adjust things. Take care of, I know I'm personally just taking care of some physical things within my body here and there, and I still have more to do, but there are things that are going to help me along the way as we move onward and forward or upward. And there's also some things that I know are preparing me for the next phase in my mission work. And, you know, one of it has to do with a vehicle. And the current vehicles are not really the kind of vehicles that I would care to take on long trips. So I did get a message from a deer last night, and I got the message from the deer was that the deer, the rear end of a deer, apparently, as I was driving back to the house, at one point, all of a sudden, I just heard a bump, and very light bump. It wasn't a strong one, but the left headlight went out, and then I never saw the deer, never saw anything. I couldn't pull off until for another half a mile, and lo and behold, you know, it was a deer that apparently had run in front of the car. And it was just instantaneous. It was like an instantaneous. There was nothing, absolutely nothing could be done. And that's the second time that this vehicle, which is a Buick LeSabre that my mother had driven all of her life, or, you know, about the last 15 years. Beautiful car. But I knew that at some point this car was going to want to go to the next owner. I know who that's going to be. It's going to be a relative, blood relative of mine, and it's very clear. It's just a question of when. So the message from the deer was, that's a gentle reminder of it's time to transfer the car, and that will happen. So, you know, that will happen very relatively soon. I now have two cars which are working, and one of them now got fixed up. So I fixed up the other car so that it does run very well, and it's stable, and it's working. So the message was to just allow this transfer to happen, and then the next vehicle I believe has shown up. I still have some challenges with that, but again, it's that inner guidance has said that this is very likely your vehicle, this one that just showed up. And so this showed up, and it's been sitting around for, you know, I've been looking at it for maybe a few weeks, several weeks, and finally I just going to look at it a little bit more deeply. But once I got this message, that was also part of the message. You know, transfer the car and, you know, just kind of start taking steps. Take the next steps for the next vehicle. And this will be one that will suit me very well for traveling around Turtle Island. Long distances. So I'm not sure I found it yet, but it's been found yet. But I'm allowing the universe to show me which car it is. So we're just kind of going through these things, and I'm, you know, a lot of times it's the whole thing is that I know that I need to allow the ego to set the ego aside. So it's very important to do that. And in my case, I still get that the vehicle I already found is one that, man, it's really going to work well. It is going to take probably a little bit of work, but that's kind of the bottom line thing that I've been feeling for some time. I passed it by a couple of other people, and they said, "This is your car." And there's a couple, you know, only one small thing one thing that is kind of standing out for me, and I don't know what that is going to entail. However, we're just going to check it out one step at a time. I'm doing so-called, you know, the quote due diligence, you know, on my part to make sure everything works okay. So, you know, it's kind of like it's not really intended to talk about here, but it does kind of fit in with, you know, with what's happening at this moment. You know, the being in this pause time, we'll say, is kind of, you know, allowing the guidance to show what, you know, when you're being in this pause time, just trying, allowing the inner self, the higher self to be, just be, then it's like, you know, things that you need will come to you. And again, this is, the car could be an example of that. There's a lot of other things that are examples of that, that they just come. All of a sudden, wow, I get this message. And so we're in a time of great transformation on the planet, a great awakening, for a lot of people. And we are moving forward in this, in sort of a way where we're standing still, and moving forward. So it's almost like, and I put this in quotes, you know, standing still, while moving forward. And we don't even know, I don't even know, could say that's moving upward, but, it's like a process of, again, I think we're preparing for the next phase, whatever that is, and wherever that is. So a lot of times, you know, I continue to look at Hawaii. I love Hawaii. I play Kaulana Napua for, it just resonates with me so deeply when I hear that, and I hear the Makaha Sons and whoever else is in that recording, Robika Hakalau. I believe Brother Iz is in that one too, but it's just such a, to me, it just gives such a strong sense of connection to spirit and to the planet and to how we're all part of this great movement. So it's very, very, very soothing to me to listen to that music and connecting not only to Hawaii but also to the inner, to the inner spirit. So let's see, and let's see what's what else is going on here. If there's anything much more to say, let's see. Let me just tune in here for a moment. Well, currently I am looking at ocean creatures. I'm looking at oceans, fish, different coral, things like that, multicolored coral. And it's kind of like, it's something that reminds me that this is a whole new colored world. Going down underneath the ocean, which I have done a couple of times, a few times, and not just during body surfing, but there's a whole different world down there, under the ocean, in the ocean. And it's like the world that we're moving into is going to be an equally brand new world with multicolors, multi-dimensional ways of moving, very easy ways of moving. You know, so it's kind of you know, the vision of the ocean. It's like very much the multicolored, multi-dimensional world that we are headed into, and so it's something like that. And I'm kind of you know, it's like being day to day in certain parts of this process. It's almost like it's necessary, and it's being given to us as a gift. You know, it's being given to us as you know, the pause is being given to us. To me, the pause is a gift, and it's a gift of whatever we want to do with it. We can do whatever we choose to with it. And in my case, personal case, it's like, okay, well, it's time to configure yourself for the next phase here on Turtle Island. So, you know, one step at a time. So we'll see where this goes. And I guess that's about it for now. I don't really have a whole lot. I don't want to spend a lot of time doing this right now, but I did enjoy the journey yesterday over to Charlotte's Coffee House. It wasn't just for that. I had a body work session west of here, and it's about approximately an hour west of here, and then it's about another hour and a half up to Charlotte's. But the drive is so beautiful, and I think next time I'll just work it to where, next time I go, I'll work to where I'm not coming back at nighttime. it's just one of those things that the deer like to come out at night and they see the headlights, at least this car. But I also know that this particular car is definitely, the deer message was indicating it's time for me to let go and to really let go and to let it go on to the next person. So, anyway, I guess that's about it for now. Thank you all for listening and for sharing and for connecting via Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Very grateful for everyone for that's here and connecting via the blog, whatever that means. And we'll just take one day at a time. And until then, we will rejoice and enjoy the music of Kaulana Na Pua by Makahasa. Aloha.